A pair of recent Utah Foundation studies on teacher compensation have caused significant ripples this year as school districts, civic leaders, and state officials hustle to boost teacher pay and rethink compensation. Last spring, Utah Foundation revealed that teacher pay is not keeping pace with a booming state economy. It also called for a broader look at compensation. In a subsequent report, Utah Foundation found that teacher retirement is not especially generous compared to neighboring states, but the teachers in other states must contribute significant sums up front to support their own retirement, while Utah teachers are not required to contribute anything. There's also evidence that higher pay, rather than generous retirement packages, is more likely to attract young people to the profession. Utah Foundation called for state and local education leaders to take a closer look at the balance between pay and retirement, and that's happening now. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Stephen Diamond is the Director of Human Resources for the Canyon School District in Sandy. A former principal, he's familiar with the frustration of trying to find enough qualified teachers by the time students show up. With a starting salary of $50,000 a year, Diamond says this year they've done it.
As we've gone out recruiting this year, this is one of the first years we've had where we haven't had to start with a long-term substitute in one of our classrooms. We were able to fill all of our classroom positions, and we were able to fill them with great teachers. Talking to our academic coaches and our principals recently, they were mentioning how great the recruiting group this year is and how strong they are. And so I think it has made a difference in getting folks to come into education and to Canyons.
It's just something that happened in the late part of this decade that we won't see repeated.
You know, as the tide rises, all boats end up floating. They raise up. I'm hoping that throughout the state that salaries will increase for teachers. Because if we're going to make a difference for the students in Utah, we have to be able to find and attract great teachers. And we have to find some way to provide the number of teachers that we need.
Diamond points out that staffing every classroom with a qualified teacher is all the more difficult because Utah's colleges and universities are only graduating about half the teachers needed to meet the demand.
In Utah, we need to hire 3,000 teachers a year, either from teachers who are leaving education or because of growth. We're a growing state, a growing district. So we have to find some way to find teachers. Utah is only producing about 1,500 teachers per year. That's a 1,500 teacher deficit. If you look at that, if an elementary school has 30 teachers, that means you have 50 elementaries that we have to find teachers for. So for Canyon School District, we have to recruit nationwide. We're not producing what we need here in Utah.
Utah has 41 school districts. Canyon's is not the only one finding it difficult to recruit and hire enough teachers. Utah Foundation Research Director Sean Tigan says it's clear that supply issues are now starting to push salaries higher.
In Utah, teacher compensation has been going up. If you're looking at pay, it's been going up pretty dramatically, particularly along the Wasatch Front. This is happening in part due to teacher shortages. And to make a quick point about teacher shortages, they are cyclical. If the economy is in a downturn and there's a lot of unemployment, people look toward schools for employment. But when the economy is great and we've been on this long run of economic expansion, people tend to leave or maybe look elsewhere for jobs. And that is part of what we're experiencing right now in terms of teacher shortages. What districts are doing is saying, we've got a problem. How do we counter these teacher shortages? And one of the ways to do that is with an increase in teacher pay.
Jason Brown is Vice President for Communications at the Strategic Planning Group Envision Utah, which convened a collection of civic leaders to create a new document pushing for increases and changes in teacher compensation called a Vision for Teacher Excellence. He also says those homegrown teachers, residents of Utah who graduate from Utah's colleges with degrees in education, are the prime recruits for districts, teachers who are likely to remain in the profession and not quit after 4 or 5 years.
So there's a simple economics question, and that is, you know, if you're from Utah with a teaching degree from Utah, you're likely to stay in Utah longer. But also, as more anecdotally, as we talk to principals and superintendents, you know, they're very consistent in saying that the first teachers that they try to hire are those coming out of our universities with a degree, because they've had experience in the classrooms, they've been through a great program, they're usually more ready to go than others who you might have to pull through other ways.
Are teachers who are prepared with alternatives paths to certification, people trained to do something else and then have become teachers, part of that long-term solution?
Definitely, I think they are, because as we look at particularly the ARL program, Alternative Routes to Licensure, which is usually someone who has a bachelor's degree in something else and then goes through a teacher training program to get a license. They also stick around, and the principals and superintendents and others at the district tell us they are also quite effective. They make for great teachers. Or the thing that has become clear is that having some robust teacher training seems to lead to people staying in the classroom long term, particularly if you're from Utah and getting that training in Utah.
Envision Utah's proposal to increase and rethink compensation was adopted as a top policy recommendation by the Governor's Education Excellence Commission in October. The commission called for the state to invest between $577 million and $677 million annually in teacher compensation, with a rethinking of retirement benefits as a major component of the change. The commission stated that the new funding should be aimed at recruiting and retaining high-quality educators while increasing systemic accountability within the K-12 system. The combined compensation would start at $60,000 and scale up to above $100,000.
That is definitely a bump up from where teachers are, but that's the number, as we looked at other professions in the state, that's the number that we felt, that our group felt, would put teacher compensation in a range where it's comparable and competitive with other professions, so that when we have students who are coming out of college and thinking, or coming out of high school, going into college, trying to pick their careers, and they think about teaching, they're no longer going to rule out teaching based on the compensation.
But there's a risk as teacher compensation climbs in the largest and richest school districts in the state. Utah Foundation's Sean Tigan says that risk is leaving rural districts behind and limited in their ability to compete for the best prepared teachers.
The rural districts, they really haven't been feeling the upward pressure of teacher pay, because a lot of those rural districts really aren't competing with the big increases really along many of the Wasatch Front districts, especially within the Salt Lake Valley. So there hasn't been a lot of pressure, and they were already paying teachers on average quite a bit less. So if you look at the difference, for instance, between Park City and Paiute, that's $15,000 roughly for a starting pay for a teacher.
Well, of course, Park City is a special case too.
Park City is a special case. They are at the top. They're a special case. But even if you look at the Salt Lake School District or now at Canyons, those differences are enormous. They're upwards of 40 to 50% higher in some of these more urban places in Utah. But that's not always the case. So even when you're looking just at Utah County, if you want to look at Provo District or if you want to look at Alpine District, teacher pay there is quite low as well. So there's a lot of pressure to be increasing pay along the Wasatch Front. Some of the Wasatch Front districts aren't kind of caving to that pressure, or they don't feel the need to keep up with many of the districts that are increasing. And that is just further increasing the gap between some of the more urban places and some of the more rural places in Utah.
And as districts consider what kind of pay scale will allow them to compete, they also have to think about where that money comes from. In Canyon's district, it required a property tax increase. Stephen Diamond says the elected school board was willing to shoulder the responsibility of imposing that tax increase, along with members of the legislature who have increased the WPU, the basic funding mechanism for Utah's public schools.
Anytime you raise someone's taxes, it is a concern. For Canyon's district, it worked out to be about $12 per month on an average home. But you have individuals who are on limited income. You can't make that decision without looking at all of the impact that it would have. Now, I'm grateful for our board for deciding to move forward that direction. And we found a great support from our community to know that the increase that was going to occur was going to go to our teachers to help us recruit and retain great teachers. And so it was extremely difficult. And how grateful I am to the board, our board, for their willingness to do that, but also to the state legislature, because we used WPU funds to also, this is a combination of both WPU and the increase of property taxes here in the district to be able to do this. It wouldn't have happened without both parties working together.
A former Utah legislator believes keeping up with the push to increase teacher compensation will require changes in the way districts and the legislature address the disparities in funding. Howard Stevenson tried during his years in the Utah State Senate to give districts the ability to maximize their property tax revenue.
More than a dozen years ago, I started as a legislator in getting legislature to equalize the first 20 tax increments, and districts can levy up to 45, and we're only equalizing the first 20, but we've only equalized that up to about a third of the level of the second place district in the state, which is South Summit. So Park City, we will never reach that amount per student, but at least to set a goal for equalizing at the South Summit level, we could really make a difference for teacher salaries and therefore attracting high quality teachers. We could make a difference in class size. We could make a difference in the kind of offerings that schools have for their students.
Stevenson, who is also head of the Utah Taxpayers Association, says local school boards have been slow to adopt that idea. But there now appears to be some energy in the movement to increase overall teacher compensation in Utah as school districts assess a changing market for the services of both early career and long-term teachers. Utah Foundation's recent reports on teacher pay and retirement are available on our website at utahfoundation.org. Those reports were made possible in part by grants from the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation and the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan, nonprofit research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to produce objective, thorough, and well-reasoned research and analysis that promotes the effective use of public resources, a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. Utah Foundation seeks to help decision makers and citizens understand and address complex issues. Utah Foundation also offers constructive guidance to improve governmental policies, programs, and structures. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.